Dear friends and friends on duty today are Petach Tikva 10, number 5, Nahariya, Holland, Rostov, Ondon, Australasia, the United States, virtual group. Yes, young virtual group.
Всех приветствуем. Очень рады, что нам сегодня досталась такая важная роль.
We're very happy that we were given such a role to prepare the world Kli for this important lesson. I guess the most important lesson that happened during the last 6,000 years, and we were rewarded with being in this lesson. And as of now, we have whatever we need. We have the books of the great Kabbalists that during all of this time, they wrote them specifically for this lesson. They prepared everything for today. We have our beloved teacher, the greatest of the generation. And to say that each one of us must have the key to the heart of the friend, and we can use it today. So let's use it. Let's make a small effort to come closer to the friend, to feel him. And this small step might bring about a huge leap for the whole of humanity. In this lesson, we can be rewarded with that. We simply have to feel this moment of truth and do whatever is up to us. And we would also like to ask a question for a workshop.
The
question is, how do we help each other? How do we help each other stand before the king during the lesson and throughout the entire day? An active workshop. How do we help each other stand before the king during the lesson and throughout the entire day?
Well, it's all in the preparation. What do we want from the lesson? Whatever we want, we need to prepare that ahead of time before we come to this physical meeting. We have to enter the prayer for a connection between the friends, which is what we want, and the help of the upper force, an annulment in the center of the ten, and not to think about ourselves, but only of the others, the friends, and of how much we want to be together with the upper force in that center.
The friends should work on each other so that each one will be in a state where he doesn't let me sleep, constantly in concern and in fear for how to bestow to the Creator.
To act in front of each other, to show that we have nothing more important than to be here together now, drawing the light.
A lesson is the state where we are exactly standing before the king. The question is if we are aware of it or not aware of it. And only through the forces that we will give each other, this is what will open up our consciousness.
We need to help each other see the king through the friends.
Exactly, only through the friends, through the center of the ten, we are drawing the light, and we pass that through to everyone in the world, Kli. And the whole day in our framework, we think of the friends, and we have no time to sleep or to do other things, that we, only to think of the friends through the center of the ten.
We're always before the king. He's revealed through this world, through the friends, through our attitude. We just have to open our eyes somehow, and we will see that he's in front of us always.
And that's exactly what he's asking for, asking that we'll always worry about the friends, be worried about how to help them, because that's our work, how to establish our attitude towards them.
Depict the desired state, which is truly an attitude of bestowal and love to the full depth of the heart. This is the effort we should make.
Yes, we have the forces of all the friends all over the world together with us now. It's the time to go inwards and to ask, together with Rav and all of the Kabbalists, for the connection, the unity, and to invite the Creator with the emotion that's between us.
An excerpt from the source. One who is standing before the king is not like one standing before... Sorry, one who is sitting at home is not like one standing before the king. This means that faith should be that he would feel all day that he is standing before the king. Then he certainly has love and fear in wholeness. And so long as one has not reached such degree of faith, one should not rest and be silent, because this is our life and the length of our days, and one should want to accept no recompense. And the length and the lack of faith should be woven in one's limbs until a habit becomes second nature, to the extent of, when I remember it, it doesn't let me sleep. And all the corporeal matters quench this desire, since from everything that he gets pleasure from, that pleasure cancels the deficiency and the pain. One should want to receive no compensation and be careful with any corporeal thing that he's getting, that it will not cancel out his deficiency. This is by regretting that by that pleasure he is lacking sparks and forces of the vessels of Kedusha, that is, deficiencies for Kedusha. And by the sorrow he can guard himself not to miss out on the vessels of Kedusha. Bala Sulam Shamari 211. Again, one who is sitting at home is not like one standing before the king. This means that faith should be that he will feel all day as though he's standing before the king. Then his love and fear will certainly be complete. And as long as he has not achieved this kind of faith, he should not rest. For that is our lives and the length of our days. And he should not agree to receive any recompense. And the lack of faith should be woven in his limbs until the habit becomes a second nature, to the extent that when I remember him, he does not let me sleep. But all the corporeal matters quench this desire, since he sees that anything that gives him pleasure, the pleasure cancels out the deficiency and the pain. Rather, one should want no consolation and should be careful with any corporeal thing that he receives, that it will not quench his desire. And this is by regretting that by this pleasure, the sparks and powers of the vessels of Kdusha, sanctity, are missing in him, meaning desires for Kdusha. And through the sorrow, he can guard himself from losing the vessels of Kdusha. The Nahariya group, please.
מתפללים כולנו יחד.
We all pray together. Not to rest. Be quiet, and not to agree to any compensations in this world. But only to stand before the king. That's a silent workshop.
להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, בהגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך.